Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Desaris Prime Show. I'm Mike, joined again by Wilf. This is not a wrestling show.
No.
Today we are talking about stuff that relates to my channel, youtube.com/DesarisPrime, or youtube.com/user/DesarisPrime, apparently. Just an update on certain things, and we're going to discuss why certain things aren't going ahead and shit like that. The purpose of doing this podcast was really so I could do commentary tracks for my DCUO stuff and other videos. We haven't really got to that yet because we've been focused on the wrestling stuff. So today we're going to... This is going up, being recorded after episode 5, directly after. Won't go up the same night, but... This is like the first non-wrestling podcast we're doing. Probably won't go as long as the wrestling ones. But, yeah, just want to talk about why certain things have been delayed and what's in the pipeline and stuff like that. The first thing I'll get to is my reviews. I haven't uploaded a review in over a week now. It's not like I haven't had them ready to go. I've got a back catalogue of reviews recorded and edited and ready to upload. It's just I've been uploading other things as well, and the way YouTube is at the minute, it takes fucking ages to upload a video, even if it's only a few minutes long. So I've kind of prioritised my DCUO stuff over the Transformers reviews. They will be back next week. I will carry on with Titans Return. I might only stick to one day a week, though, because I feel like recently... Well, you haven't watched my reviews, have you?
No.
Because there's just that many of them. I've got the entire Combiner Wars stuff.
I don't have enough time in the fucking year to watch all your reviews.
Combiner Wars was three episodes a week, three reviews a week. And then I knocked it down to two for Titans Return. And I was going to knock it down to one for Power of the Primes because I have less Power of the Prime stuff. I'm thinking going forward, I'll knock it down to one for Titans Return because I kind of feel like I've oversaturated a little bit. I've overexposed myself when it comes to reviewing Transformers. I mean, it's nice to have, like, every other day and have a continuous presence, but it's not so good for the viewers if they've got a fuck ton of other reviews to do as well. I mean, I've still got to fucking catch up with Tatamus Prime and Adamantium Matrix. I mean, they've got some good stuff out that I want to watch, I just haven't had the time because I've been busy with other things. So, shout out to Dan and Adamantium Matrix there. Sorry, I'll get to it. But if they're in the same situation where they've got things to watch and they've got my stuff to watch every other day or every twice a week, then it might get a bit much. So I think next week, Wednesdays, I'll do the Titan. Actually, I might do it to Thursday. I'll upload it on the Wednesday night. We'll switch Titans Return reviews to Thursdays because I can upload it Wednesday night when I go to bed for work and then publish it Thursday night. Or maybe for Friday, I don't know. We'll figure something out. But yeah, the reviews will continue next week. Just, it'll only be once a week. I'll figure out the date. Like I said, DCUO's taken a priority. I've been getting back into the game, really getting creative with that. Wilf has just recorded his first lines for his character.
Yeah.
Altari. Wilf also does the voice of Quentin Bond in the Cougar Man series. And any other series that requires Quentin Bond.
Quentin. Oh.
It's been, I still haven't got the episode done with Altari in yet. Which is kind of a shame because Wilf was one of the founding fathers of the Justice Realm. It was, me, him and Zoe, Deserax, Altari and Flowgirl were the three founders of the Justice Realm. Because back in those days, you needed at least two members to form a league. And it's a shame that I haven't got around to using Altari yet. That's something I hope to remedy. And I do have ways to introduce him into the Dark Savior universe and other stuff like that. Wilf doesn't play the game anymore.
Nah. Don't interest me.
But he's, bless him, he's happy to provide voice.
Oh, yes.
Altari doesn't sound like that.
No.
No.
Oh!
But, yeah, so, when it comes to recording the visuals, I will probably, or Bradley, will be running as Altari, depending on...
If he doesn't jump off a cliff.
Well, you won't die from it.
Oh, no, because I have superpowers.
Hmm. Look.
Bradley's renowned for driving motorcycles off piers.
Yeah. To be fair, I did that bit. But it was based on his actions in GTA.
Oh, yeah, but when we were sat playing, and he was on it, he'd be like, I'm back in a minute, splash.
Yeah. That's him. But yeah, so I do intend on using more Altari more going forward. It's just figuring out where to put him.
What? I've got Pepsi on my hand.
For you.
Licking it off. What? Jealous? Did you want to do it?
No.
Well then. Don't look at me suggestively.
What? Looking at you suggestively. I don't have a suggestive face. I have an angry face. That's the only face I have.
Resting bitch face.
Hmm. I believe that's the correct term. So, I believe you said that you stopped playing DCUA because it was just same old.
It was repetitive.
Hmm.
Same old missions.
It's similar situation now. I mean, there's different areas and different environments, but it is just pretty much kill bad guys.
I did update it like last month, which I thought would have took hours. Excuse me. But to be fair, it only took about half an hour.
Mm.
Even then, I didn't bother logging in.
It depends on what you want to do in the game. It's like, sorry, like I was saying before, I'll only really log into GTA now to record 13, and we'll get into that soon. But if I needed you to record with me, would you? Would you play the game to help me record, like you do with 13?
If I can remember how to play it. Because I've tried it on PS4, and I just cannot get shit done with that. Because you're limited to your buttons on your controller. I ain't got a clue. I don't know how to fire. I don't know how to run. And it's like, it's like you're playing a brand new game. It's just like, I can't do it.
I'll retrain you. It doesn't take long. It's quite simple once you get the hang of it, but it, yeah, going from, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to,
X.
LT square, yeah. LT triangle and that. There's a bit of a learning curve, but I'll get you trained up because then you can help me record shit.
What the fuck's T? LT triangle, LT square.
L2.
Oh.
LT's your Xbox button, didn't it?
Yeah, trigger.
And it was tricky earlier. I was like recording a scene with Bradley, for Blood on the Streets, and I was like, because he struggles with it as well, because he's used to keyboards.
Hmm.
And he was, sorry.
Ooh, he was evil.
He was, he's getting used to it, but there was like, he was like, how do I do this power, Dad? Because I need him to do a specific power.
Hmm.
Because as Ronda Rousey would tell you, Dark Savior is fake. Deseract doesn't really kill people.
Real to me, damn it!
You don't even play it.
I know.
But watch it.
Yeah.
But he's like, Dad, how do I do this power? And I was like, oh, it's, L2 triangle. Well, I'm doing that. Cause I get L2 and R2 mixed up all the time. And it's cause I'm left-handed.
You should still know what your left is.
Yes, but, left is like my priority hand.
Yeah.
So, where most people prioritise the right hand, so they'll know that that's the right, I just get mixed up sometimes, L2 and R2. Don't tell me you don't do the same.
Very, very rarely.
But you do.
Very rarely.
And it isn't often for me, it's mainly when I'm saying it. When I've got the controller in my hand, I know where my buttons are, I know what I'm supposed to press, I know I press that one, and then the button to do the power I want. It's just when I explain it, sometimes I get my lefts and rights a bit mixed up.
It's a bit different because when you're playing it, it's subconscious. You've got it built in. You know what you're doing. But when you try to explain it to somebody, it's like, what's a triangle?
Well, it's not that bad. I know what a triangle is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Well, it's like when you've got left and Y.
Yeah.
But we're not on the Xbox anymore.
Left and Y. Why? Why? Why am I going to press that one?
Well, it was kind of like L2 triangle.
I'm hitting that.
And that's not the right power. And then I went and did it, and I did it straight away, and I realised it was R2 triangle. But yeah, so there is a learning curve, and you know, explaining it is a bit tricky sometimes. Yeah, I do hope to get you involved more in it, but I'm not going to force you to play it.
It all depends whether you can get me out of playing City Skyline. I'm playing that at the minute.
Well, I mean, you would do it here. We'd do the recording here.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, so a lot of DCUO content has dropped lately on my channel, and there's a lot more to come. Not so much on the 13 side of things, though.
Boo.
I know you were very active in 13, and
yeah.
Not just as a participant, but as a viewer as well.
Yep. Even though I was in it.
Yeah.
Still watched it.
You fucking pretentious cunt.
Yep.
I've soured on Rockstar a lot lately.
It's only because Red Dead's wank.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, no. But it is.
It's...
When it first come out, it was like, oh, this is the fucking tits.
I will say story mode
is
a game of the year candidate.
Absolute fantastic.
And online is a complete opposite.
Oh, wank.
The problem I have with Rockstar at the minute, and I've always defended the shark cards, and obviously in making a series like 13, we need access to a lot of things, offices, clubhouses, basic interiors, vehicles, clothing, so I have had to shell out on shark cards.
But thing is, GTA 5, you played longer than what I did on the PS4. And yet I still own everything you own. And I never bought Shark Guy.
Yeah.
And at one point, I had horrendous amounts more money than you.
Yeah, but I have a Kanjali tank.
Yeah, it's only because you've unlocked it doing the fucking missions where we've not done mine yet.
Yeah, but remember, you bought all the businesses before me.
Yeah. And I kept, get it done.
Yeah, but...
Plus with he who shall not be named only doing certain fucking way of doing it. And then it was like, well, no, if we do it, sell all your businesses, then fill them up, then sell my businesses, and then fill them up. We can go back to yours again, sell all them again, fill them up.
That's how Chapter 13 rolls.
And that's how you make your money.
Yeah.
Because we're making fucking stupid amount of money a day. But no, because Tosspot had to be like, oh yeah, we'll do it this way, you're going to get $1 million, innit? I'm like, I make that just doing one round, it takes fucking less time.
Just got one thing to say to that impression. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Cunt. Fucking wow.
But when you're making 200 grand per business, there's your $1 million.
Mm.
That's not including your bunker, where's another $250,000. If you're making 1.25 million to 1.5 million, and you're still doing stuff, instead of just, oh, I'm going to go and do a couple of missions for 10, 15 grand a time.
Yeah.
When you're making three times that, helping sell business.
Yeah.
So you're still making a lot more fucking money. Now it's just getting into a GTA 5, how to play it properly. And not listen to a tosser.
No, I've bought shark cars
still
so I could get the stuff I needed for, so also keep in mind, I had two characters. On that one account, let's not go into fucking the other characters But the two main characters, Desiris and Moss, not Ross, Moss, I needed...
It's me! Moss! From work!
I needed, obviously the certain things like the bunker and the clubhouse came before the series. And, but then when I created Moss, I needed vehicles for Moss, clothes, apartments, businesses and stuff. And, so yeah, it was, it was gonna be a costly thing. I mean, it didn't cost me that much in real money, but it kind of,
you still spend like 12, 15 quid a time.
Yeah, but getting back to what I was saying, and this was why I originally didn't have an issue with shark cards or Rockstar's monetization practices in general, was because you knew what you were getting. You got what you paid for. It's not like what EA did with Star Wars Battlefront 2 with the loot packs, or what they did with FIFA with the Ultimate Team, or any of that fucking, or what 2K did with NBA, all that fucking shitstorm of the loot packs and card packs and shit. And you didn't pay fucking stupid amounts of money for a 0.1% chance to get a decent player or a decent character or some shit like that.
What FIFA's still doing.
Yeah, somehow. And I always thought, well, Rockstar, you know, they do monetize the game, but you know what you're getting. You buy a $1.2 million shark card, you're getting $1.2 million. It was that simple for me. But then Red Dead. And it's still labeled as a beta, but they've opened the marketplace. A long time ago, they opened the marketplace, and it's still labeled as a beta. I haven't logged into Red Dead in a long time. I haven't logged into GTA in a long time.
I've not played Red Dead for 3 months.
It's just, there's nothing to do.
No.
And there's no decent way to make money outside of PvP. I hear there's a big update coming in spring, which looks to be decent. I might log in to check it out, but I'm not hedging my bets on it. And it's a fucking shame because I don't want to touch anything that Rockstar does at the minute. And, I mean, they're even compared to fucking Bethesda. Red Dead Online's been getting fucking Fallout 76 comparisons.
Well. That's bad. Yeah.
That's bad.
Real bad.
Yeah. And I had a fucking idea for a prequel series involving Red Dead Online with our characters and how they would be the ancestors of the 13 characters. And there's a decent narrative there, a decent story we can tell. I just need Red Dead to let me tell it. There's no private lobbies, so we can't go out and risk shooting a scene without getting shot.
Nope.
Some bitch just comes along and fucking knives us while we're just doing a nice little fucking ride along on a horse. We don't want that. So private lobbies would help. I mean, apparently they didn't put private lobbies in because they want to encourage online engagement. Yeah, but why would we want to engage with cunts? It's just
fucking griefing.
Yeah.
Even though apparently they're taking measures to stop griefing.
Yeah, one of their measures was bounties, but if you defend yourself, you get a bounty too.
Yeah, and that, if you shoot someone, they get placed further away from you. And if you shoot them again, they get placed further away. Wow. Good going, Rockstar.
Apparently they're adding in offensive and defensive play styles. Well, I think defensive is like an evolution of passive mode. But even so, I can't record a fucking series. A, there's no Rockstar editor. I really hope they add that in. Apparently that's in the game's coding or the files. So why they haven't added that, I'd still be playing it if they had that in. If there was that and private lobbies, I would still be on that game.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably only be making my fucking Circle series, but I'd still be on that game.
I'd just be fishing, making more.
Yeah, but... And I've nerfed that as well, in hunting. Again. But without fucking... I hope the defensive mode... Because when you go passive in GTA, you're transparent.
Yeah.
You're like a ghost. I don't want to record a fucking series as a ghost. I don't want fucking Micah and fucking Archibald fucking chatting, and it's just two fucking ghosts. And that's just not what I want to do. So, until the fucking... They sort themselves out, I don't really want to go on either game. Which is a shame, really.
Yeah.
Red Dead 2, the story mode, fucking Game of the Year candidate, online is the complete opposite.
Absolute failure.
Hmm.
It's like, Red Dead... I honestly can't see myself going back to it unless they pulled something right out of the bag.
Hmm. You can't even justify the beta tag.
No.
Because you can't have it in beta and have the marketplace.
Nope.
That's just unethical, because if it's still in beta and progress might be wiped, then that means you spent a load of money for nothing. And just the fucking prices in that game as well.
But...
Is it the Mauser pistol that was a grand?
Yeah. Or
that was only like $40 in real life back then?
Yeah.
Fucking, and...
But online prices are always hyped anyway.
Yeah, but fucking...
But for a grand, and then they dropped it down to 600.
Mm.
It's like, yeah.
The level requirements are fucking stupid as well. Yeah. Like, you need to be fucking level 60 to get cold weather clothing. So you've got to grind your ass off just to not freeze to death.
And that takes fucking forever.
Yeah, the fucking progression and leveling up is unreal. It is terrible. It's just... until they sort that shit out, I'm not going back to either game. So, I'm sorry if you're waiting on 13, but... Yeah, I'm holding Rockstar accountable. I'm not just holding Red Dead 2 accountable for this. I'm holding Rockstar accountable. And Take-Two. Because we know what Take-Two are like. Fucking after the whole loot crate thing in Belgium and Holland, fucking 2K were like... sent out a statement begging fucking players to go to their governments and say, loot boxes are fine.
They're the fault.
No.
It's a form of gambling.
So until fucking... until they get this shit sorted, I'm not going to touch Red Dead. I'm not going to touch GTA. The only time I will is if there's free money. I might just log in, get the money. And even then, last time I did that with GTA, I didn't get a fucking penny. They owe me about fucking 1.2 million across fucking 3 or 4 accounts.
I think you still owe me about $250,000.
Fucking bullshit. So until they fucking sort that shit out, I won't be going back on GTA or Red Dead, which means, unfortunately, no more 13 for the foreseeable future.
Bastards.
Chapter 7, kind of like, that was like the mid-season finale, but it kind of serves as a season finale as well. Because we just formed the club, officially christened it and that.
Yeah.
So, it kind of works as a mid-season and a season finale. So, yeah, I don't want to call that the season finale, but for now, it kind of is. It's, I'm enjoying doing my DCUO stuff, making those videos. People seem to be enjoying it. I just, you know, 13's a lot of work. It's probably more work than DCUO, because there's all the Rockstar editing to do, as well as the...
Yeah, with Rockstar editor, it's a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
To cut, paste. Yeah, you can swing your camera around to wherever you want it after you've recorded it.
Yeah.
But other than that...
It's still a great tool. You can get, like, almost any camera angle you want.
Yep.
Which is a lot easier than recording on DCUO.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have to fucking lie when I'm recording a Deserac scene. If I do like a fireball and I want to show it from the front, I'll do the fireball so it kills the enemy, so you've got that. But then what I'll do is I'll stop, swing the camera around, and then do it again. So I'm sort of like pretending it's like fucking stunt moves. Yeah. I mean, Bradley had to work on that earlier. Well, yeah, so it is a lot more convenient in that regard, but it does take more time because there's two layers of visual editing. There's the Rockstar editing, then there's the post-production editing in Movie Maker or Hit Film or whatever, editing on. Whereas with DC, where I'll just record it and put it straight on, but then I've got to be more wary about what angles I want when I'm recording DC work. So, that's pretty much just an update about what is going on my channel.
Another one we ain't played in a while. Well, I ain't.
2K19?
Yeah.
I haven't played it in a while either. It's, I wanted to do the custom fed, and I wanted to do it on YouTube, but it's just too much work. And I've tried doing the RCW stuff on a separate channel, and 2 or 3 views at best. And that was minimal effort. And you could argue if I put more effort into it, I might get more views, but then I might not. So it's really... And the stuff I do with GTA and the stuff I do with DCUO, if you look at what I do, it's kind of got its own vibe. 13 was a biker show / detective show. It wasn't fucking Boys in the Hood or anything like that. Will Ferrelli misses the show.
I do! I'm gonna go back to killing bitches.
Well, if you want to still make it, we'll make it.
No, I still want to make it, but...
When are we going to have time to make it, though?
You need to get your creative juices flowing.
I've got all the scripts for season 1 and half of season 2.
Not just that, you need to get DCO stuff sorted, no?
Yeah, I can do that when you're not here, but if we did the 13 stuff on the Tuesdays, what about the podcast? I ain't got time to do both.
No, bastard. No, no, no. Still got Sunday. She's at work. I'm back from work.
We can maybe figure something out.
Yeah. Even if it's just like a couple of scenes here and there. Not so.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so.
At some point.
Yeah. Wilf wants more 13. I do. I just don't really want to go into that game that much anymore. It's kind of like the whole Red Dead 2 thing soured my opinion on Rockstar in general. Don't even play L.A. Noire in a lot of that game as well. There's no monetization in that.
I've not played Bully in ages.
but yeah. Well, if you look at what I was saying before you started singing the theme tune or writing the theme tune.
Sing the theme tune.
Yeah, my GTA stuff isn't Boys in the Hood and fucking N-word this, N-word that kind of shit. What?
I am a biker and I like to ride my bike. Do, 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 do. Don't me. Just popped in the head.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god.
Oh. Carry on.
You sure?
Yeah.
Rock and his wife. They got divorced, didn't they?
If you start that again, that's
And then even the DCUO stuff, there's got multiple versions of Deseract.
Jimmy Uso and Naomi. I got a name right! Yay! A round of applause. Fuck you. Yeah, like they're going to hear that. You can barely hear me as it is. The tiniest little bat.
Yep. But even with the DCUO stuff, I've still got, like, the supernatural element in there with the Hellsguard series that I'm really proud of. I like that.
No, no, I've not watched it.
I'll hold it against you.
But we will secretly.
They're actually quite sure. I did a fucking DCUO video, Blood on the Streets. That's like my Punisher Dez kind of thing. But he's guarded by the ghost of his dad.
Ghost dad?
Yeah, ghost dad. And he's only got one eye.
He's got eight eyes, eight legs, and eight arms. Eight pirates. What?
Oh, yeah, because peg legs and shit, yeah.
What's the pirate's favourite vegetable? Artichoke. Oh, right, carry on. As he sits there shaking his head.
AJ Styles and Wendy.
Who?
His wife. The one that Joe kept trying to, like, taunting him with.
Well, I'll go on to Wendy after I beat you.
Where was I?
You're on about Hell's God.
And then I was on about...
his dad.
Ghost dad.
Yeah.
Blood on the streets, the saviour.
That's one.
Yeah, so they've all got different, like, themes going in. But the wrestling thing, it's kind of...
it's just it.
How do you make it different?
You can't.
It's a case of, you know, the matches might be great, but you're probably going to see other great matches on another channel. There's nothing unique about it, other than the arenas and the championships and certain things, commentary maybe, storylines, but they'd still be the same scenes as other people would use. It's just a 2K wrestling show with a different coat of paint. But stuff like 13 and The Circle, if we ever get round to that, and the DCUO stuff, it's more unique. So, that's really why I've never really done... that's why a wrestling show's really never stuck. Because it just isn't worth the time, and it's not unique enough to justify the time.
You just get stale.
Because... now, we'll take the narrative of Hell's God for an example. Starts off, Jacob gets murdered. Then he gets resurrected. A couple of detectives, Thomas and Matlock, are looking into it. And the next episode, we see them investigating further. We see Hell's God training, and then he goes out and fights demons. And then the third episode, Hell's God's friend, his first lieutenant, goes out on a scouting mission but doesn't come back, so Hell's God goes looking for him. And then this is all taking place on the Wastelands. And then Hell's God finally goes to the portal and returns back to his mortal realm. And then he goes for a wander, and he gets rescued by Deseract. He doesn't need to be rescued, the Steel Savior version of Deseract. But Deseract doesn't know that, he's just out there fighting Brainiacs and helping.
Why did he need rescuing if he was just out having a walk?
Because he was in the Brainiac bottle zone.
What did you say? He was just going out for a wander.
Yeah, but he wandered into a Brainiac zone.
Down the road.
Yeah, where there are Brainiac robots.
Singing. I'm a biker,
but not a robot. No, he doesn't. It's a fucking Hell's God. Shut up.
Maybe he watched fucking 13. You don't know.
He's been dead for 11 years. There's no TVs in hell.
How do you know?
Because I fucking do the series.
Have you ever seen Britain's Got Talent? That's fucking hell viewing. Yeah. And Love Island.
I've never seen Love Island.
Me neither.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, trust me, you don't need to fucking watch it when you've got the twats on Facebook pasting everything every 5 minutes like I do Corrie and EastEnders. But that's a different podcast.
No, it isn't. We're not doing a
Facebook.
I thought you meant a podcast on Corrie and EastEnders.
No.
Deirdre died, didn't she?
I don't
in
know.
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc Cotton's still fucking good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not about EastEnders and Coro.
No. And it never will be. My point I was trying to make is there's variety there. We've got like the death, the resurrection, Happy Easter, by the way.
Yeah.
And,
praise Jesus.
You find out he was friends with fucking Deseract before he died.
Jesus.
No, Hell's God. Hell's God was friends with Deseract before he died and was reborn as the Hell's God.
Right.
Yeah. And his best mate's Doc Cotton.
Nice.
But the point is there's a narrative there and there's enough stuff to make it, because the last part I put out was Deseract's and the Justice Realm investigating the Hellsguard angle. And that's going to continue for a couple of chapters, and then we'll go back to the Hellsguard. Point is, we're wrestling, it's just match, maybe a promo or an angle in between.
It's not like that with the games, you can't really do promos with them anymore.
No. You got the video editor, but they're muted, so you have to add your own fucking crowd noise.
Yeah.
And if there's an attack, or if you've got a scene with a chair shot, you'd have to add the chair shot sound for affecting yourself. It's really a not, it's a lot of work.
Oh, shit.
Just to make something that's probably no different to anything else. So that's, it was, I hate to say it, it was easier on fucking Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
The RCW than the Xbox, because you had scenes in that and shit like that. I just wish they had the story editor in the 2K games. If they had that in, I might reconsider, but for the time being, while the game is the state it's in, I still play it from time to time, maybe do my custom fed, but it just won't be broadcast on YouTube.
So this is why I'm buying the older ones for like the PS2 and the PS3, because I want the collection of the WWE games, and it's like I'll play SmackDown versus Raw 7 through 11. I'll still play 12 now against Raw. I still think 12 is one of the better games. What is it? 15 as well?
2K15.
Is it 2K15?
That was the first PS4 one.
No, I've got PS4.
Well, Cena on the cover 15 has.
13's Punk, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And 12 was Orton slash Ryan?
No, it was just Orton.
What was the reversible one?
14. That was The Rock and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that was it. I had that one as well, because I always turned it over to Daniel Bryan.
Mm.
But yeah, so I reckon the older games are definitely fucking better.
Mm.
Before 2K.
Yeah.
Because you had more that you could do.
I mean, they're slowly adding it in now. We've finally got triple threat ladder matches, tag team ladder matches, and table matches and stuff.
Yeah, but you've not got backstage fucking promos.
No.
You can't do any promo rope in, like, universe mode.
No. There's too much text on the screen to record a promo in universe mode.
Half the shit.
Doesn't make sense.
It's not just that. Half the shit's missing from your creator wrestler.
It's like, stupid restrictions as well. Like, you can't put Kane's mask on any long hair.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And it's like, that's the reason why you had to change your fucking emblem on Tazaris. Because they took out the one that you were using before.
Of course, that's why I had to make Hell's Guardian bald.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have that mask with the hair. It's another issue as well is continuity. With stuff like GTA and DCUO, it's always online. It's not like released year after year, so I can leave DCUO or GTA for a year, then go back to that same game and my characters will still be there. With the WWE games, I have to go in and fucking remake everyone each year.
Yep.
I can carry it on the older game, but it's like if I kept the 2K18 version of ECWA going, I wouldn't have the triple threat ladder triangle ladder matches or table matches or anything like that, or the new cell or the new cage functions or anything like that. Any new features that 2K19's got. The roster I've got on 2K19, if I decide, right, well, I'll just use 2K19 to do my YouTube stuff, what if 2K20's got some better stuff? What if 2K20 lets you have an Elimination Chamber or a Royal Rumble in a separate arena?
Yeah.
And it's going in, it's not just remaking the wrestlers, it's remaking the championships and remaking the arenas. And I'm very pedantic and I'm very particular
and everything has to line up to how it looked in the game before.
Yeah.
If I can get away with it. So the championships all have to match, which was an issue when 2K17 rolled around, and the belt template I used for the RCW United States Championship wasn't in there. So I had to revamp the US title.
Yeah.
It was the same with the DPW Championship in 2K19, which had the ECW Television Championship plate, and I had to revamp that.
Yeah.
And I know some people, they don't care about switching logos or giving them different hair from game to game, but I'm a continuity freak. If I've done an episode in March Week 3 on 2K19, and then I get 2K20, and expect to pick up in March Week 4, everything's got to look the same. You can't just grow your hair 6 feet in the space of a week. If the belt changes, there has to be a reason for it.
Mm.
If the logos change, then I won't change logos unless it's a big event. Or, like, the night after WrestleMania, for example, if I wanted to introduce a new logo, I'd wait until the night after a pay-per-view and do it that way. But it's just a fucking... It's too much hassle.
It's a long, hard slog.
And it's okay to do it if you're just playing it. Because I had the fucking time of my life playing 06 and 07. And doing my own custom rosters and my own custom wrestling championship back then. Back when you had special referee matches and barroom brawls and fucking all that shit.
Seven, fantastic.
Mm. And custom entrances had championships around the waist, so you didn't have to have a set fucking championship entrance. It was great. 07 was... I still prefer 06.
Hmm.
But 07 was...
Not far off, because they didn't change a lot.
No. And that was, I think, where the game peaked.
Yeah. It was fucking... I'll still play 07 now.
I mean, I would go as far as to argue that they peaked with Here Comes the Pain. But then I would probably put 06 and 07 on that same level, because Here Comes the Pain was fucking brilliant.
I can't even remember if I've got that on it.
It's one of Lesnar on the cover.
Yeah, I can't even remember if I've got that on it. I've got hundreds of fucking games.
Funny, because Hell's Garden Lynx, his first lieutenant, they derived from them from Here Comes the Pain, because that's where I first created Lynx. Is the biker dude in WCWA.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember having a hardcore title match, and I was playing through season mode as Lynx at that point, and the championships carried over whenever you started a new season mode. And a year. I actually broke the game season mode in Here Comes the Pain because I won the SmackDown Tag Team Championships with one brother, then at WrestleMania... That year, I had a tag team championship match for the Raw tag titles with my other brother. And because the titles were locked to specific brands and you couldn't cross over, winning both titles fucking fucked up season mode for me because I couldn't fucking be on both shows. Because unlike WWE, the games honored the brand extension.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... I'm playing through season mode as Lynx for a bit, just to mix things up a little bit. I'd go through season mode with different characters, but all the stats and shit stayed the same, because it was linear and there was continuity there. And that was some fucking hardcore title matches were fucking great, or even just hardcore matches. The shit you could do backstage, ride the motorcycle and grab someone by the throat.
Grab a forklift.
Yeah, fucking powerbomb them off the top of a truck. I mean, yep. You can do that now. Fucking climb onto...
The fist of SmackDown.
Yeah. I think that was Shut Your Mouth. They didn't have that in Here Comes the Pain. The fist arena was there, but you couldn't climb up it. But Shut Your Mouth, you could climb up the fucking throne on the King of the Ring arena.
Mm.
And you could climb up the fucking archway on the Armageddon arena as well.
Mm.
But Here Comes the Pain, you go to like Times Square. And you could hang off the fucking rope ladder on a helicopter. You could do that.
Righto.
You could fucking, there'd be a helicopter going past, And there'd be a rope ladder and you could actually hold on to it and just basically ride the fucking helicopter.
I can't vaguely remember that.
And you could ride the motorcycle and grab the person by the throat and just lob them about.
Yeah.
And you could climb right to the top, like a third tier of fucking the world or WF New York or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I remember I was playing Lynx versus Asgardian for the hardcore title and lost the match. Because I did a shooting star press off the top of this building and missed.
I would have killed him.
It was fucking awesome.
Oh, I was you back lost on the next day. You died.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Man, those days were fucking great.
Oh, I really want to go home playing PlayStation now.
And I wasn't recording. I didn't have to worry about fucking making sure everything, because it was all on paper. I wrote it all down on pieces of paper.
Back then, you didn't have capture cards or anything.
Yeah, and it didn't matter.
No.
I had the result. I knew what they meant. It was real to me, damn it.
I really want to play 07 again. Got it as well.
Well, yeah, that's why I won't do a YouTube wrestling show, because it's just not worth the hassle. I'll be 13.
Because by the time you finished your roster, the next fucking game's come out.
Yeah.
So there's no point.
Yeah.
But yet you'll still go and make your roster anyway.
Yeah. And I'll still probably consider doing YouTube in October, but I won't.
Yeah.
I record the matches, any fucking Universal season or canon matches, I'll still record them. I've got fucking a load of 18 and 19 matches on my hard drive. But there's just no point uploading them. I could stream, but it cuts out the music. So,
yeah.
There's no point in that because you just have shit entrances with no music. But yeah. So for the foreseeable future, it's going to be my Transformers reviews, DCUO content, and 13 when we get round to it.
Yeah, no mummage.
I think I only did like a Star Wars clip.
Yeah.
Once in Savior and Son. Can't even play it on that PC. Well, I could, but I'd have to drop the graphics down loads.
What?
Because it just keeps, it's all choppy and shit.
Right on. That's gay.
Well, you know how hard the fucking out.
But it's alright on my laptop.
Yeah, but your resolution and shit won't be as high, will it? It is, I think it's mainly a preference thing. I could probably, if I dropped the graphics down a lot, I would be able to play it.
I can't even remember what mine's set to.
But considering how much of a nostalgia I am, I don't want to play a game that looks shit.
Alright, too cool.
Yeah, that's where we differ though. But, yeah, I logged in.
Do need to get myself a PC, gaming PC though.
Fucking, where is it you go? The fucking
Citadel,
the Death Star, the Imperial place.
Yeah, the station.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was that fucking laggy.
That's because every fucker was in there.
Yeah,
that's why. Because you just got hundreds of people in this one place.
It was that laggy. I died in there.
How?
I went up the elevator to the VIP bar, and because it was that fucking laggy, the lift went down while I hadn't moved off the platform. Or something like, I stepped off the platform, but I went to step back onto the platform, but because fucking lag, the platform wasn't there. And I just fell down and died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Yep. Then I might go back to it, but I'd probably have to be happy with. Thing is, with that, I've got a narrative for that as well, so I want to do a series based on Star Wars, The Old Republic.
I do miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I have contemplated over the past, like, 6 months to fire it up. I always update it once a month.
Mm-hmm. I've got like 16,000 fucking cartel credits from my subscription.
I bet you're still paying for the fucker, ain't you?
Yeah.
You twat.
It's because I know I'll go back to it.
Yeah, and but you can cancel it, though.
Yeah,
but... And if you're going to go back to it, you just subscribe again.
Have you seen the marketplace now, though?
No.
Yeah, but I think also I've done away with the loot crate. So all the die modules and shit you can buy individually.
Oh,
and stuff like that. And you can buy, like, the Malgus armor. Because that used to come in fucking loot crates.
Mm.
Now you can just buy the sets. You can buy the Revan set. You have to worry about a loot crate for that. So... Then again, it's EA, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Or EA BioWare. But, yeah, so, I do want to play it. I want to go out and spend all my fucking money, or all the money I've accrued on there, on all these fucking nice, sexy fucking armours. But, I don't really want to do that. I've got to drop down the graphics, because what's the point? I might as well just wear what I've got.
Well, I have absolutely no plans of changing my style for my fucking Sith whatsoever.
See, I've kind of...
I quite like the way mine looks now, with the mask and the fucking hood and all that lot. I might change colour, but other than that, I'm quite happy with how it looks.
Yeah. But I always like different attires and outfits and shit. So, I'm a style junkie.
It's like I keep trying to get my lightsabers to match up in colour. It's not happening. And I'm fucked if I'm going to buy a crystal.
Just take the crystal out of your old lightsaber.
I want them both, like, red.
Yeah, but surely you've got another lightsaber somewhere. You've got a red crystal, sure.
Yeah, I've got a red crystal in one of them. Every other lightsaber I get... It's green, it's yellow, it's blue.
Well, I might have a crystal I can send you.
And it's like, you bastard.
I'll post you a crystal.
Ah. Where?
That you'll get through email. Somehow. For understanding game mail, and get items.
It's, yeah.
But yeah, if I played Star Wars, then that whole Devil Axe fucking Master Desaris narrative would just come back into my head and I'd ache to do that series. But I don't think graphically it would justify it.
No, if you were gonna record it, you'd need decent graphics.
Mm-hmm. I'd need a more powerful PC.
Yeah.
And I'm not spending a grand on a powerful PC.
Well, no, because all you'd have to do is add a graphics card. And what's the gig of RAM of that now? 8.
I'll find that out.
Right click. No. Right. Go to system.
Eight gig.
Which is enough. Process 3.3, so that's not bad. But you'd need a decent graphics card. Decent ish.
Mm.
Which you might look paying 70-100 quid.
Mm.
Yeah. Which, yeah. If you're gonna do it just to play games, fair enough. But would you want to? Probably not. Because you do a lot more stuff. It'll boost your graphics on everything else anyway. You know, like you're watching YouTube or your porn. Make it hyper realistic. But yeah.
That cop's coming out of the screen.
Put it away!
A lot of my time is gaming though, because of what I do.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I probably would, but I don't know how to put it in.
It's not hard, it's just one slot.
We're not talking about porn now, by the
way. No. But no, it is, it's just one slot, a screw. You'd have to install it, which ain't hard, you just put your disc in, click, let it install.
Mm.
some people will spend fucking £500-600 just on a graphics card because they have stupidly amount of fucking money to throw at them.
Is that why it slows down? Because of the graphics card?
That would be one reason why it's jittering and jittering. Because obviously, do you run Wi-Fi or is it wired?
I think it's wired.
Wired is a lot quicker than Wi-Fi, so you go that way. And then you shouldn't need to update the power brick neither. It should be fine. But then most people then, if you're doing stuff like that, they'll have extra fans or they just take the side off to let air into it to cool it better. But some graphics cards will have fans built in anyway.
Right.
All depends.
Yeah.
I'm no means an expert. I do know some stuff.
Could you install it if I got one?
Yeah, please go.
Yeah.
We're still recording, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Talking of piss, I need another one.
Alright.
My knees.
Alright, I'm going to wrap it up here.
Wrap it.
I'll call it. Thank you very much for listening to us. Just talk shit about computer specs and YouTube and stuff. Yeah. I've been Mike. He's been Wilf. This hasn't been wrestling, although it kind of was, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah, but...
I'm going for a piss. Bye.
Right, bye.